This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. If you are on the move, whether it's in Memphis, out of Memphis, they can handle that for you. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. They can show up, and they will show up when they said they're going to show up. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys all agree to. No surprises at the end of the move. They're the best. First class in Memphis. Call them. 316-6196 is the number. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Grizzos back at it tonight against Denver. First, again, a little review of what happened last night. You lose 141-125. Probably unnecessary at this point. Although, listen, there's still hope. There's always hope. You always have that if you choose to hold on to it.
Well said.
Outscored 52-25 in the third. We've talked a lot about the third because that is where the game was won for Minnesota. They were 18-21 from the field. In the third quarter, only missed three shots, 7 of 8 from three-point range, 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Literally only missed, what, three, four shots, period. That includes free throws. So defense was non-existent. There was no resistance. I was getting ahead of myself there. That 52 points in the third quarter is a franchise record for a single quarter, marked the most points ever scored by a Grizzlies opponent in a quarter ever. Ever. Again, defensively, you're lost right now, and that's what scares you the most about tonight, particularly inside. I mean, if a Julius Randle can have his way, and a lot of that was from outside. That's the one thing about Julius. He can stretch you. But Jokic can do that too. And we're talking about a man who had a 61-point triple-double. So all of our fears yesterday on the show, it was about, my gosh, how are they going to hold Anthony Edwards with no Jalen Wells to throw at him first?
Yep.
I mean, what a loss that was when you win that Charlotte game but lose Jalen Wells for the rest of it. All that fear we had, well, they all came to fruition. Edwards ends up with, what, 44? And I feel the same way about Jokic tonight in terms of trying to stop him and slow him down. We know how, you know, thin this Denver team is. There's no question about it. But, you know, what their starters can do to you is going to be the big thing tonight. Can you get stops?
Right.
It has not happened. Basically, since the trade deadline, you are 19th defensively since the trade deadline. What's crazy is you're still 11th on the season. Like, you were good enough. John's made the point. He's right. It was against lower-level competition to start the year. There's no question about it when you were 35-16. But it was a lot better and so good that you're almost still top 10 on the season. But it's 19th since the deadline, and it's 18th in the seven games under Isola. Offensive rating under the seven games under Isola, 17th. Sain is right on that. He was not going to be able to come in here and wave a magic wand and everything gets fixed. One thing that has happened, though, is that Ja Morant does seem to have responded in a positive way to the coaching change. You know, we had him, frankly, it was Ja Morant and Zach Edey's play since Isolo had been named interim head coach that had really risen up. Zach Edey predictably took the step back last night against a better front line. Obviously, the four fouls were an issue, but he ends up with 30 minutes and leading you and rebounding, but just nine coming off of, you know, what was it, 21 and 19 the two games prior. And so came back down to earth a little bit. It's hard to, again, any of these young guys, you know, and Sain's right in the sense that, you know, asking a ton of Vince Williams at this point when he's missed a ton, he's still a young player. That's it's unfair. Asking more of Zach Edey at this point in a game you had to have last night against Minnesota, unfair. That's why I go back to the person that set up this situation is unfair to some of your players, and that would be Zach Kleiman. So, again, tonight, you are back at it. We mentioned it. Got to Denver early this morning. I think I heard Jeff mention on the itinerary 4 a.m. arrival there. And so I heard Isolo talking about it last night, the huge mountain they're up against here, the hill they're up against, having to play a back-to-back at this point. You're so desperate for wins already, but having to make this trip, you go from home to Denver, games that you essentially need. They're playoff games in terms of what the urgency level should be for you in terms of staying out of that play-in. And you got to do it back-to-back, off a plane ride, you know, go up there, play a game. As he said, we're going to try to get some rest today. Well, it's game day. But they're not going to be able to do much in terms of more than a shoot-around, obviously, having to play with. Tough road to hoe, but that's the NBA. And, again, you know, nobody's going to cry for you. So, tonight, what is it, 7.5, John?
I've got 7, but is
seven
it
now,
7.5
now,
somewhere?
I think 7.5 might have been that earlier number. If it's 7, it's 7 right now. Again, it could likely very easily be double digits tonight. It's John said it. I mean, offensively, you were solid in that first half, really good from the three-point line. You scored 72 points. On most nights, you're well on your way to a victory. But because, remember, they still gave up 67 in that first half.
Yeah.
Followed by the most points ever in a quarter against the Grizzlies with 52. You can't get any stops right now, even when Jaren's on the floor. And so I get, you know, I could easily see this being 0-2 the next two, as
totally.
Opposed to a 2-0 or a 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, we were texting. I said, you know, even though the Grizzlies were up 5, it was the best half they'd played all year, and I knew they would not win the game. I said that. I said the Wolves win this game when the and honestly the Grizzlies didn't really cool off that badly from 3. They still finished 50%.
You're Minnesota's hitting everything.
Yes,
because nothing's happening on that side of the floor.
That's right, and you know. It is what it is at this point. Like, it's not going to change on the fly. This is a very difficult ask of this team tonight. You're down. You're banged up. You know, you're having to play. You're having to start Vince Williams. You're having to play John Conchar. Kennard is out of the rotation. Like, he didn't even play last night, I don't believe. So I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, he played 7 minutes, but he's not.
Did he play last night?
No, maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm looking. No, I'm looking at Conchar's minutes.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. You're right. Coach's decision.
Yeah, DMP. I mean, which again, I don't blame because he's not shooting the ball. I mean, he's
right.
Not. So if you're not going to shoot the ball for me, man, like you don't need to be on the court.
Can you blame him if he's checked out too?
No, he's totally checked out.
I wish they would have traded me.
Yeah.
You know, like they'd brought me in and I thought I was leaving for Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yes. So it's definitely all bad right now. And again, like I talked to my people out in Denver. And I'm like, all right, what are the vibes on, you know, like they love the fact that it's not Mike Malone anymore. It had gotten toxic.
Yeah, I think the vets were done with his calling them out.
Yeah. And so, you know, they feel pretty good about, you know, you're getting a Nuggets team that's rejuvenated.
Right.
That's rested.
Yeah, Jokic looked like he's having fun the other night.
And you are not. And, I mean, it just feels like Jokic and Aaron Gordon are going to get those two in foul trouble, you know, just like the Timberwolves did. Why would it be any different? So, yeah, it's just all really unfortunate for the Grizzlies, and I don't really know at this point what you would be hoping for. I mean, I hate that it sounds so grim, but this, like, who is enjoying this? Nobody can possibly be.
How's it not grim when you've this a collapse that is? It might be greater than the one the Tigers had last year.
I mean, the only
sense you go from 2 to.
Yeah.
Maybe a spot where it's better to tank in a second play-in game.
Yeah, the only thing you would say is that, you know, at least the Grizz are still going to make the postseason.
Right. I guess technically.
So.
If you count play-in as right. that.
It's kind of like the NIT, which the Tigers would have gotten into if they wanted to. I don't know. It's ugly. It's an ugly collapse, ugly fall, and
Yeah, you've contributed to it by some of the decisions. We can, again, injuries, players not being as good as we expected them to be, a lot of youth. But in the end, because of the way you set it up, the way you set the chessboard up, you know, a lot of what you're dealing with is because of a poor setup.
Yeah, yeah.
To begin with.
Absolutely right.
Guys looking checked out, not getting that deal done. So
yeah.
Now cannot, you know.
Yeah. Look, I was on Minnesota Moneyline last night.
Look at you taking advantage
which
of it.
You knew, you know. I think I will get to Denver. You know, this team just, if you're sort of waiting on this fight, it's never going to come. Like, at this point, I think they feel resigned, you know, to the outcome of being in the play-in. I mean, I don't think they believe that they can win these next two. And Denver's got all the motivation in the world too, because they want to stay where they're at, right? I mean, they don't want to slip. They don't want to slip to, you know, six potentially, or worse. So, yeah, I mean, you got peak motivation for both these teams, and the Nuggets have Nikola Jokic. You don't.
Yeah,
so,
he's pretty good.
So I just kind of think. I mean, listen, maybe
over under 14.5 rebounds for Jokic.
Over for sure. I mean, the only way it wouldn't hit is if, like, Gordon steals some. But, I mean, yeah, like, you're going in there with Edie. I mean, the Nuggets don't even have any bigs that can, like, yeah, or the Timberwolves, I should say. They didn't have any bigs that could, like, do what Jokic did, and, like, Edie still got in foul trouble, you know? He wasn't even – who was he even guarding? Like, he was kind of – he was picking up fouls, like, on drives. Like, I don't even know. I mean, look, the case would be that, look, the Nuggets beat the Kings on the road, but the Kings aren't very good. That was their first game since they fired their coach.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still depending on Jalen Pickett as your starting point guard. I mean, you know, there's a world where
– Ja eats.
Yes. And, you know, Russell Westbrook's, you know, not happy, although he did have a triple-double against you, you know, when you were here in Memphis earlier this year. But – yeah, I mean, Malone was Westbrook's guy. That's why it's one of the reasons why they fired him, is because he was playing Westbrook over Pickett. Mm-hmm. Front office wanted to see Pickett, you know?
Yep.
And then he was like, nah, I'm going to play my bet, like every coach would, especially a guy like Brody, you know? But yeah, you know, this Christian Brown guy, he's going to get $125 million.
He's panned out.
Yes.
I mean, he's going to get $125 million.
But they needed to keep, still needed to keep, along with him developing a Bruce Brown or a KCP.
I agree.
Instead of letting those guys walk.
You know, they hope.
That's why Booth is out of there.
I think they hoped that, like, one of Peyton Watson or Julian Strother would kind of emerge as that, but they really just haven't. I mean, Peyton Watson's okay. But again, all these dudes are going to, like, all-stars tonight because they're in Denver and altitude on rest. Like, I just know that Brown's going to go off. I mean, Peyton Watson's probably going to have 12. Strother's going to hit a couple of threes, you know. Just what's going to happen. What are the Grizzlies going to do? What's the Grizzlies' point of resistance? What are they going to – they don't play defense. That's
no,
why this number opened at 239.5, and it's all the way out to 244.5. That's a big move on an NBA opener, okay, without any injury news.
I mean, they got me – if I were Denver, I'd be looking for a franchise record for points in a quarter, you know, or a half. I mean, there's a chance here to run it up. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, because again, you're getting a wounded dog, and it's not a wounded dog that wants to fight.
Dude, it's wounded and tired.
It's exactly right.
And it says it is what it is.
Now again, I mean, Ja, it ain't Ja. I mean, Ja is playing his best basketball of the season in this stretch. What do you have, 36 last night again?
That's because Ja's doing him right now, man.
I know, but I'm, you know, there was a time where he was not playing well.
Yeah.
You know, he was averaging 20 points a game. And since the change, he is you know, stepped up.
Oh, it's noteworthy because how he feels about Isolo, and if his numbers are up under Isolo,
yeah,
basically as Zane said, he's averaging 30 under.
Yeah,
if Isolo's got his vote, it's going to go a long way in determining. I would imagine your head coach, because we know what Kleiman thinks of.
So the Grizzlies to not be in the play-in, the Grizzlies have to. Have two things happen. They have to win these two games, obviously,
yeah.
And then they still need help, right? They need the Clippers to beat the Warriors because of the tiebreaker.
We're in, bro. Last night's loss.
Yeah.
We're not going 2-0.
And they'll probably finish eighth. They won't even have a home game until.
That's what we said. We're going to Minnesota.
Yeah.
To play the 7-8 game.
And then you'd get a home game against one of Dallas.
Sacramento or Dallas.
Yeah.
And I say lose it.
Take it.
With
it. You're saying throw it like a grenade.
Like
toss it like a grenade.
Play checked out Kennard. Make him play. His last game as a Grizzly. Because he obviously doesn't want to be back.
Man, I hear you, though. I hear you. I definitely hear you. It would be so. It would be such an egregious double bird to the integrity of the game that the Grizzlies might be relocated as a result. But I get it.
It's literally to keep a first-round draft pick
right.
That
no,
you
it's
must
a good
use
business decision.
To change this roster.
It's a good business
help
decision.
Help change this roster because now you're lower on assets.
But, I mean, it would be the fines would be gigantic. I mean, it would be they would be fined millions and millions.
I know. Jock going to try to win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't.
That's why you got to sit him.
But
take the fine.
But honestly, it is the better move because who cares about two games of playoff revenue? I mean, I don't need to see the Thunder walk these folks down. Okay, I don't need to see
you're
that.
Talk about feeling real glum and down around this thing.
You're driving.
They show you what you really are.
I mean, you're driving downtown at FedEx Forum like it's a damn funeral, bro.
Yeah, because you're gonna be down 0-2.
1,000%. You down 0-2 for the series even starts.
Trying to talk yourself into in the mirror. Trying to talk yourself into we're going that we might win.
Nah, bro. Ain't nobody saying that.
Spending all that money.
These folks beat you every which way, bro. They turned you loose.
Well, we just need Jalen Williams to have a bad game and Hardenstein to get hurt.
It don't matter.
Dort.
Bro,
get hurt.
I was there when I watched Aaron Wiggins have like 21. I mean, it just doesn't matter. I mean, they just have a dude that's
now
gonna...
we can beat.
No,
we need the miracle is beating Minnesota in the 7-8.
Yeah, that yes.
And then we get the 7.
And then you play the Rockets.
And we're playing the Rockets.
Correct.
I would actually look forward to that
because they haven't won a series together yet.
Right.
Yes.
And there would be great fireworks.
Yes, totally.
We know Ja's going to be up for it.
Totally.
I imagine seeing Dylan Brooks going to get Jaren and Bane checked back in.
Yes.
Might even get old Luke Kennard going again. You never know. The spark
crazy.
Might come alive.
Yeah.
I mean, his light is out. Y'all have snuffed it out. Bro does not want to be in Memphis anymore. He won't shoot. We can't put you out there if you're not going to shoot, Luke. He knows it.
Yeah, well, it's like a protest. It's like a boycott.
You put me out there, defense going to get worse. Give up 200.
Yeah. Hey, weird deal, man. But
maybe, no, I think Houston might bring us back alive.
It'd be at least fun.
It'd be fun.
I'd still bet an enormous amount of money on the Rockets series price. But
well, because we're betting on Ime.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm betting on Ime. I'm betting on Jalen Green. I'm betting on Fred VanVleet. I'm betting on Sengun.
Right.
I'm betting on Tari Eason. I'm betting on Jabari Smith Jr.
They got some vets in there to go with the young talent.
I'm betting on Dylan Brooks.
But we don't have.
Who is a really nice guy, by the way. I saw a TikTok of him in L.A., and there's TikTok has all these creators that just stop people on the street that are famous and try to talk to them, you know, and the guy stopped Dylan and Dylan had like a very genuine conversation with him. And by the end of it, he had gotten him tickets to the Clippers game as his guest. I think again, we're sort of revisiting it here, but you know, you weren't going to be able to get him back after you lost him, you know, but I think he's a misunderstood soul. I truly do.
Maybe Dylan and some of these other Marcus and them saw a front office that thought it knew what it was doing, but didn't. For some of the push
or a staff, at least in Dylan's case, right? I think Dylan definitely did not respect the coaching staff.
Yeah.
You know, which...
I guess at that point, most of Kleiman's moves have been great ones when he decided to move off of Dylan. You know, but yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, at some point you got to be challenged. And,
yeah.
You know, you keep getting yes men up there. A lot of times you get the results. You don't get the growth necessary.
Yeah, no, it's true. so I don't know. Of course, we're talking all this trash, but the Grizzlies went outright tonight. You know, that'd be the most Grizzlies thing ever. But I don't know. I just don't think they don't have that. As much as I'd like to believe it, they just don't have that guy that can kind of reach down in there and pull them out. You know. You need a trench guy, and I just don't think they have a trench guy right now. You know, they used to have a couple. They used to have two on the same team. They used to have Steve Adams and Dylan Brooks on the same team. You know, but like who's the man in the accountability? Like Luke Kennard's not shooting the ball out of protest, so he's out of the rotation. you know, Lamar Stevens, like, was streaming on Twitch when they called him. You know, I mean, what do we? Gigi got out there, and they felt so bad for Gigi, they just let the travel go and counted the bucket at the end of the game last night.
Yeah,
Vince,
Gigi.
I mean, you know, these guys. That's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that it feels like the Grizz made bets.
He played 1 minute, bro.
Gigi?
Yeah.
And he scored.
My point, you know how he's feeling.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, he's out.
Just like Kennard.
No, he's lost.
He's mad he got sent down to G League. Not a lot of that he could pin on Taylor, but
yeah,
he checked out.
Well, you know, again, all these guys, you know, that's the problem. It's like people will always have excuses. People always, well, you know, like Sames, like, you know, Vince had the, you know, Gigi had the injury, and then Vince had the injury. And like, but here's the thing, bro. The NBA does not wait, bro. It's part of the thing. It's part of your success. You are healthy and on the court and available and producing, or you're not. I don't really have time to sit here and judge at the pearly gates. Well, he would have been this had he not gotten hurt. Bro, we're moving. The bus is leaving the station.
Right, but defending him for being hurt when he's telling you after last night, I could have played back-to-backs a while back, but that's a whole other thing. Goes back to the dysfunction that you have. Again, you have a guy who thinks he clearly said it last night. He thinks he's been ready to take on back-to-backs and be your guy. But that's another story. That's neither here nor there, whatever he said. But that points back to the dysfunction. There is no belief in the players in terms of, you know, everybody's got yes, it's an excuse. Well, this coach has done me wrong. I could have been back, or they're slow rolling me, or
right.
They sent me to G League or whatever else.
Yeah.
Kleiman. That's on Kleiman.
Yeah, I mean, everything is Kleiman's fault.
Well, there is no more. Y'all ain't got Taylor dependent on anymore. It's all that's done, right? So we have to look at
who elsewhere. Do we blame?
I mean,
for,
y'all as in you. I mean,
who do we
folks that blame this all on the head coach? This is a roster issue.
Who are we blaming for my property assessment this year? Is it Melvin Burgess?
Burgess is he's smiling on that front now. Yeah. He was smiling at you. He gave you a higher property appraisal.
Bro, my mortgage went up 10%, and I mean that's outrageous. I mean, I'm paying so much more money. I thought I had a 30-year mortgage. My stuff going up 10%. Crazy. Who do I need to talk to?
Sounds like an insurance broker.
Yeah. Now, my insurance actually was pretty reasonable. Only went up like $58 a month. You know? So, that's fine. I can stomach that. I realize things are just going to keep going up. You know, this is basically a banana republic, Venezuela at this point. But I'm just... I'm just trying to figure out why my
if you're not getting dropped, like me and Jeff's dropped ours. They dropped homeowners, got out of the business completely. If you're not getting dropped, it's going up.
Oh, your insurance dropped you?
Yeah, American National. They dropped homeowners because they're getting scared. Because at least in Tennessee they have. Yeah, because they got hit, I'm sure, on the fires and everything else. They're getting out of the homeowners completely. But I'm sure it's not just them. You know? So, anyway, that's what –
Yeah. This is a service show, dude. This is a service to people. Like, we can help people as well as we can break down Grizz.
Thanks.
I mean, how many different ways we got to talk about this dead body? Yeah. What's that movie? You want to see
Boys
a dead body?
Hood.
Yeah.
Hood.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see a dead body.
This is it. This is a dead body, respectfully.
But Jaw's still alive. The head of it's like moving.
No, it's
the head of the body is still moving. That's why you want to pick it up.
No, it's possible, I think, for a dead body to still
in
like,
fact,
twitch.
This body is throwing grenades. The head of the – it's still doing – there's still life in it.
It's crazy. You go in like a dead body's like covering its ears, you know?
Yeah.
But – and throwing –
that's what I'm saying. That's what's weird.
No,
he seems locked in
right now. He is.
Especially offensively.
No, I think he's shown very well. I've been proud of the way that he's responded, you know? I mean, you know, the parts where – like, you know, it didn't end up mattering, but him getting the technical foul after he got fouled, like that was like just a completely unnecessary at that stage in the game. You know, like, come on. If it actually come down to 1-point game and they lose because that technical, like, you don't need to give that team, you know, additional chances to score. But other than that, I mean, what's this dude averaging, like 31 a game? 30 a game?
It was 28.4 before last night.
Right. It's got to be 31 now because he's only played, you know, 6 or 7 games since Isolo took over.
I think it's 6.
So
6 of the 7.
Yeah.
He missed Detroit.
It would basically be the month of April, right? I'll look this up.
Yeah, 6 of the 7. So it went up from probably 28.4 to maybe 31. You're probably right. Throw 30.8 or something right around there.
Yeah. Let's see. For the month of April, he's averaging 32.5. So
how many games is that?
4 games.
Four. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4. So but he's played 6 of the 7 under Isolo.
Yes.
Anyway, I mean, I told 26
you. And 22 were the other two games at the end of March.
Yeah, it's going to bring down about 31 or 30.8.
Yeah. I mean, that's
the guy. I mean, again,
he's also shooting extremely well.
Yeah, he's gone nuts from three since. He was over 40% coming in, and he shot it well last night. And so, what did he finish last night?
5 of 13. 39%.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So he's going to be right. He's still going to be at 40.
If Josh shoots 39% from three, he's going to average 36 a game. Like,
I mean, you just have to think about it. All he saw was, I'm averaging 23 points.
Yep.
Pre-Isolo. Now it's up over 30. So that's why the guy's feeling good. And it looks good. It looks good. But can it stay good? And is it going to be, you know, will it work against good opponents next year? Can you keep them locked in like this? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a tough time.
It is a tough time.
But you know what?
We've endured worse.
What's the saying?
Lost in a championship game.
What's the saying about couple times, tough actually. Times, man?
Lost in a Western Conference Finals. But that actually felt like you won the thing. But we've endured tougher times.
Tough times don't last.
Tough people do.
That's right.
That's us. That's Memphis.
Yes, that is
the show. It's the station. It's Brad. It's you. It's me.
Y'all. This show has endured many things.
Think about COVID.
We had COVID.
What it almost did to sports radio.
Yeah, man. We did show. I was actually weirdly thinking because a TikTok came up, and it was remember those Sunday nights in like April and May where we all huddled around the TV to watch the latest installment of The Last Dance? I mean, and it took me back to that time in sports radio, and you know, because we had no sports. And I remember we were breaking this down like it was the Big Bang. I mean, we would come in the radio the next day. These are events that took place 30 to 40 years ago, right? And we were coming in and talking about it as though it was like the biggest thing that's ever, like, oh, remember Jordan got some food poisoning. He got some pizza. And I was like,
That's right, John.
Oh, my God. That was brutal.
Well, no, only if we had to do all that on LeBron would it have been.
Well, you might.
More brutal.
But I will say this. It made me very grateful because I know that there was, like, the beautiful part of it was we were all in it together. We were all kind of experiencing that whole thing together. And people stuck with us. Sponsors, listeners, you know. I mean, that was
story of triumph.
It really was because there were some certain, I mean, every day felt like the same. You know, it started to be, you know, difficult mentally. But we lasted because we're tough. And I'm ready to see that from these Grizzlies. Because they're in sort of a pandemic of their own right now. They're it's a sick patient, as our president would say. And they got to take some medicine. You know, and it's going to come probably later tonight. Gets the Nuggets. And, you know, again, maybe they do it. Maybe this is one of those games where they shock the world. It's been a while since they've done that. Like, I guess at Boston was kind of the last time they did something like this. But, man, off a brutal loss, get there at 4 o'clock in the morning. Denver's feeling good. Crazier things have happened, but I'm not optimistic at all. So, tough loss last night for the Memphis Grizzlies. All right, Jason, we got a holdout. We got a holdout in college football. I believe it's our first on record, and it's right here in the great state of Tennessee. Nico Iamaliava has not shown up to practice today amid NIL talks, according to ESPN. And it came as a surprise. His absence came as a surprise to coaches and players. He has been in conversations with the Vols about a new NIL contract. Thursday on 3.com reported that they were, he and the NIL collective were working on a new deal. Several other QBs like Carson Beck and Darian Mensa at Duke have signed NIL deals for significantly more money this offseason, and Iamaliava was looking to renegotiate his deal. Now, one thing I will say is, those guys sign with new schools, right? Those are new deals with different schools. They're not deals with the same school, would be sort of you know, where I'm at with it. But he is he was scheduled and expected to make about $2.4 million this year, and he wants four. He wants $4 million, and the portal opens on Wednesday, which is weird to me that the portal doesn't open until Wednesday for football. It's April. Why would the portal? I mean, obviously it had to open. I guess it opens twice. There's two windows, but it's going to open on Wednesday. I guess they do that for if you like are a spring guy and you don't get a spot and you get a chance to go somewhere else. But ESPN says that their sources have said Tennessee is not going to blink, and they're not going to pay him any more money. So, look, I mean, this is uncharted territory. I mean, on one hand, I understand why his representatives look around and say, well, Carson Beck got this, and Darian Mensah got this, and, you know, we signed this deal in 2022 or whenever, 2023, and that's not, you know, you guys have more money now, you guys have more rev share now, like,
right.
You know, I understand from the free, it is a free market and it is a wild, wild west. So I don't blame them. I kind of think they should do this. I mean, this, you know, he may not be an NFL quarterback. I mean, he may not. I don't know. I have no idea. He didn't like jump off the page at me when I saw him this year. He's tough. He's a tough guy.
He's really tough.
But he's not like a, oh my God, he's going to be an Arch Manning type. So, you know, that's why you see all these guys, like, whether it's the women's basketball players, right, whether it's guys who, you know, like a JT Toppin who might have otherwise been a late first-round pick, they're going back to school because they're just going to guarantee themselves the money. They're going to guarantee themselves the more money and less pressure, obviously, as being a pro. So, I mean, I know that, like, you know, the instinct here is probably, like, take a dump on Nico Iamaliava, but – I mean, if I was in his shoes and if I was his agent, I'd probably be doing the same thing, honestly. I'd be saying, listen, he's a great quarterback. You don't have any options. The market's gone up, and it's time to pay Nico Iamaliava his market value.
I mean, it's very possible because, as you've mentioned, you don't have to get in the portal to get the offers from other schools. It's very possible they've got a $3 million or $3.5 million on the table. Maybe it's Alabama. Maybe it's a school like that that's seen enough and has enough money to say, you know what, we'll give you more than the two you're making now. They're doing you wrong. So maybe it's not just, again, looking at the marketing, hoping, despite what was it? Oh, Casey, one great season. You can't go to Tennessee. You say you've earned more, but maybe someone right now, based on your body of work already, and because they have it, is ready to give you that. And that's why, you know, you do this. So I'm eager to see it. I mean, Tennessee, according to this story, the sources say they're not going to give them another dollar.
Mm.
So they sound like if you've even allowed that to sort of get out, my guess is you must feel pretty good about what you got behind him, or good enough. I don't know. I'll be eager to see where he's going, because my guess is he isn't pushing this the way he is and holding out unless he's got another offer. That would be dumb business.
Yeah.
If you have no other offer, it's dumb. But if you're expecting it but you're not sure, no. But you don't have to do that. We know that. You all have told us these guys can PJ can get his offers. You don't have to go to the portal.
Yeah.
This guy's Nico's rep can do the same thing. So my guess is they've got something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't feel like you've got this much leverage to push.
Yeah.
Coming off of a season that didn't where you didn't put a stamp down and say, you know, you've earned more.
Yeah. So his initial deal was $8 million over the course of his career.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2022.
Yeah. So like two a year.
Yeah.
Or essentially, but I'm sure it was like rising.
Right.
2.4.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just like, you know, this, I don't think the market's going to, I mean, well, it will go up on some level because revenue share will go up, right? These places will, I don't think it will go up as drastically as it went up this year, because you go from having no revenue share to now you have all of it, right? You go from having none to $20.5 million. It's not 20 and a half, but like, you know, for Tennessee, if they're given 75% and the SEC, 75% of 20 million, you know? So what is that? 15 million, you know, a little more. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's just business. It's a business thing. And
my thing, if Tennessee does, if they cave in, you're going to have every player there saying, I deserve more. You're going to be in this situation where, I mean, at some point you have to draw a line, much like an NFL team would. You know, otherwise everybody's gonna do the same thing to you. So, my guess, they have enough in terms of resources. Again, I don't have their depth chart in front of me, but they must have a decent enough quarterback coming up through the system that there must be, there's got to be a line that you hold on to. Otherwise, you can lose the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, every player on there.
Yep.
Turning on you.
Oh, yeah.
If you give Nico more money in a year where he did not earn it, well, you're opening up Pandora's box.
Yeah, that's fair.
You have every decent player on your team is going to be walking into your office and asking for more.
Yeah.
So they better be careful. And again, that's what I'm saying. Tennessee, you know, they probably better stick to their guns on this one. That's the thing. He's not good enough.
So you're going to let him walk if it comes to
I would let him walk and then go try to get it. If I don't have that guy that I'm not confident enough in, and Heupel's a quarterback guy, so he should know, then I'm going to try to pluck one.
You just go.
I'm going to go do it to Memphis or to somebody else or to see if I can get another, you know, maybe it's another power structure team I can pull one from. That's what I'm doing. Can't let them, you know, you can't let these guys have the upper hand in the negotiations. Otherwise, you're going to have more in your office.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's interesting because there is going to be a trickle-down effect.
Not when they haven't earned it.
Yeah, he wasn't great last year. Like,
now, their offensive line, I will say, was part of the problem.
Yeah.
It was not good, certainly not consistent enough to where he even, you know, he wasn't running for his life half the time.
Yeah, because, like,
he was.
He had 19 touchdowns and
it's like 2,200 yards or something. It wasn't very impressive.
Was it
3,000?
Eight of those touchdowns came against Vandy and UTEP.
Remember, they were a rushing offense with Dillon.
Yeah, he only went over 300 yards once. And that was against Chattanooga.
He's not prolific.
Yeah, so, I mean, you might be right. That's probably why they're saying, listen, you're not Arch Manning. We're not going to pay you like Arch Manning.
Yeah.
You're not even Carson Beck.
The moment he does it, every captain on the team is going to walk through the door, then everybody, you know, every starter is going to say, I've earned more.
No, you're right. I think, you know, you say, hey.
If he was a can't-miss draft pick, you're doing it.
Right.
You can't.
And everybody in the locker room would understand that.
Right.
Because they would say he's
the key to our season.
He's the number one pick. He's a top five pick, whatever.
You might have a locker room that likes the other guy better.
You know, again, Carson Beck and Darian Mensah, yeah, they got big deals, but they went to new schools.
Key.
I mean, and they negotiated those this offseason.
And, I mean, Beck's played in, some pretty big games, too. I mean, while he's last year disappointed, let's be real, what he's done in his career,
he's way better than
anything
he's a champion.
So your what he's getting should not be your rate.
And Darian Mensah got the back from Duke. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, they overpaid probably, but Cleveland gave Deshaun Watson $1 billion. You know, sometimes places do that.
You're paying for that for years.
So I don't blame anybody. I don't blame anybody involved. I know that's like not the sexiest thing to say, but I don't blame Tennessee if they want to say, go, you know, good luck, young man, and they want to, like, go get a cheaper option that could do the same things, right? And I don't blame Nico or his representation for trying to get more money. I mean, you know, that's the world we live in today. You know, everybody wants to have more money. So,
well, it's a boat we're always going to be in. You just lost an offensive lineman, Seth Hennigan. You're begging, right, basically, hey, stay, despite the other offers that you're getting, right? So it's something we've known for a long time. Okay, big boys, now it's happening to you.
Yep.
Because, again, these guys have leverage now.
Exactly. Exactly. So it'll be something to monitor. Like, it could probably have, and it won't just be, like, you know, you said at Tennessee, it'll probably be everywhere else around the country. Like, everybody everywhere else around the country is going to say, hey, wait a minute. His numbers were, like, average as hell.
Exactly.
I want more money now.
Right.
So everybody's watching what Tennessee does and how they handle this. Do they play this game of chicken and they win the blinking war and not pay him and he leaves? Or do they cave and capitulate and pay him? Because if they do, going to be a downstream effect to that for sure. So the world is watching. All right, we'll take a break. Lots more to come here on the show. Parthi Padia is going to join us. Speaking of NIL, I saw this tweet from Travis Branham. At least 8 teams in college basketball that will have a $10 million plus roster in 2025-26. At least 8. And honestly, Goodman followed up with that and said it's closer to 15. So we had this conversation yesterday about competing nationally with Memphis basketball.
And you're
trying to do that on a $4.5 million budget or worse. It's not working. It's not going to work in 2025. We'll get into all that a little bit later in the show. Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN.
Oh, and what a successful financial story it will be should you let Leaders become your partner, become a part of the Leaders family. We have the Smith household. We got Chris hooked up with the Future Leader Savings Account. He's watching his money grow on their lovely mobile app. If you haven't seen their app, you'll absolutely love it. It's probably better than your banks. That's my guess. They take the money they make because they're fully owned by their members, and they put it right back into the institution. It means they put it right back into you. It goes into better technology, better app, and also better rates on things such as a HELOC, home equity line of credit. You want to do a big home renovation project, but you just don't have the cash on hand or vacation, but you do have equity in your home. Home equity line of credit is a great way to go. They've got rates as low as 6.99% APR right now on those loans, so check them out. You can get all the information. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to see all they can do for you on that financial journey. Like I said, it's going to be a successful one. You get with Leaders. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA, and Leaders is your financial champion.
Well, you know, NIL is one of people's favorite subjects in college sports. People love talking about it, right? And it really, fans love it, especially the NIL and the transfer portal.
Love it.
And one of the things that Jason loves talking about the most as it relates to the Grizzlies is Ja Morant Selly. It's just, it's the NIL and transfer portal of the NBA, right?
I mean, they discussed it last night on Inside the
Top Story,
on the TNT show. The Athletic has it as its front page story right now. ESPN has it among its top stories.
Now,
so
that
you
was.
You can't get away from it.
That was TNT's last regular season broadcast of the NBA, correct?
Yeah, they were pretty much signing off.
But they have playoffs, though. Don't they, or no?
I think so.
Yeah. But it was definitely. I know Ernie gave like a pregame.
But it's just on TNT that it's done.
Right. Those guys.
They're still going to be on ESPN, just contracted.
Right.
Okay, so it's really not dying.
No, it's not dying.
And we've kind of done this countdown.
Is Arnie's confirmed going?
Oh, yeah, he's in.
Okay.
He's in. A whole show's staying together.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he gave this whole speech at the TNT campus before the game last night and said, you know, we came here in 1989. I can still remember coming in.
Because, it was on TNT.
Right.
It won't be on anymore.
Right. It became.
An ending.
And credit to them. I mean, I do think that NBA has become synonymous with TNT. And you know, obviously it's because of the work that crew did together. But, you know.
NBA on TNT, more beloved than NBA on ESPN?
Yes.
They're both Twitter handles. They're both real. I think you're probably right.
I don't even think it's close.
Because, I mean, we grew up on it.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on it. I grew
What's
up.
It's been 20 years.
It was the same thing. I grew up the same way. I grew up on ESPN, and I grew up.
30.
I just think. I think TNT's crews are better on the games, and I think obviously the halftime show is. It's like it's not. You shouldn't even compare the two. It's like a joke. Who's ESPN's halftime? It's like Stephen A. Smith and Malika Andrews, and then they'll have like Bob Myers.
No, get off my man, Kendrick Perkins.
And I know, I know. I heard the interview. It was great. It was a great interview.
The new Barkley.
It was a great interview you did with him.
Mm-hmm. But he don't want to hear. He's not in a race with Barkley. He told me that.
No, well, he needs to not be.
He said that's my brother.
Facts. But it's like I can't even. Like you can't even. Like not to.
TNT also has. I'll just throw it in there. Taylor Rooks, who was not there last night.
I don't look at it like that.
I do.
Because I'm not focused on the flesh. You know.
She's good. She's good. She's great as a sideline. The heck you talking about?
No, nah, dude, you're focusing on the flesh, though.
No, I'm not.
You're focused on the flesh, man. You're not going to trick me.
Who's a better sideline reporter you're just holding up? Cassidy.
No, she's not. She's not. Cassidy's not better than Taylor Rooks.
Thank you. I'm talking about the work.
Who was the chick last night? I'm not familiar. Stephanie Reddy. I was not
There's a vet. Who's my vet? She's a blonde. She's been doing a long time.
Chris Budden.
I don't know her
name. Is she at ESPN? Or is she at TNT? Oh, I know Allie LaForce.
Is that TNT?
Yeah.
It's TNT. She's their OG
CBS,
right now.
One of the two,
she's their OG. And she's good.
Yeah.
But I think Taylor does just as good a job. I really do. It has nothing to
do she's TNT.
With the flesh. Yes. Yeah. She's their OG. She's their A1 right now. Taylor's coming for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, Taylor is fantastic. I actually, a little known fact. Taylor Rooks actually covered Illinois for Scout.com at the same time that I covered Memphis for Scout.com. How about that? Now, I never interacted with her because she covered Illinois and I covered Memphis, so it wasn't like the – but she was doing the same thing
was
I was doing.
Chicago?
I think so, and I think our dad played for Illinois, you know, football or basketball, one of the two. And so,
fascinating.
she was hired at the Illinois team site the same way that I was hired at the Memphis team site. And I'm here, and she's there, just like Courtney Cronin.
It's amazing how these women have left you.
They have left me in the whole-ass dust, bro.
I think the Big Ten Network really helped her, too, because that's pretty big-time regional setup there.
We don't have to sugarcoat it. Like, she's talented and she's very incredibly attractive.
I think she's an A, and I'm not talking about looks. I agree with Jason. Like, from a spectator, just it's entertaining, energetic, and informative.
But look, there's no question. You have, and this is not me saying that she's only where she is because she looks nice. But there is a pretty privilege, though, in the world. You know, whether especially when you're on television, it's vain. I mean, that's people you don't see ugly people on television for the most part. I mean, you just don't.
Like Windhorst, though, but that's because of his connection
to
LeBron.
Windhorst is a beautiful man. What do you mean? Why did you bring up Windhorst?
I'm not trying to disparage Brian Windhorst.
No, you just brought him up. I said ugly people.
He's a fine-looking human. He's better looking than I am, okay? But, like, you know, you follow.
Nah, Windhorst is good, though. He's funny. He's incisive, you know. But, again, like, it's very – you're not going to see 20 Windhorsts.
That's fair.
You know, there's one. And, you know, I'm not saying anything controversial. This is not controversial. Y'all look at me like I'm saying something controversial. This is very – you know, if the prettier you are, the better chance you have of being on camera. That's just the facts of it. You know what I'm saying? And Taylor Rooks is obviously very attractive. She's also talented at what she does. She's very good at what she does. You see the way she threw the grenade the other day with the guns and stuff?
Yes.
Y'all love that. But when Ja does it, it's a problem.
The NBA slick likes it and profits from it.
They do. They do. That's why they're not going to do anything about this grenade. It's freaking hilarious. I think it's so good. And I'm like, throw a job. But it's like he won't do it when they're down, though. He won't do it when they're trailing. He wasn't throwing the grenades in the fourth quarter. It's very context dependent. You know, if they're winning up by 7 or 8 and he hits the three, you know, somebody's catching the grenade. But if they're down 20 and, you know, you can't throw the grenade down 20.
So that's my celebration now until somebody else has a problem with it.
Yeah.
I'll find another one then.
He will. You will find another one. I just enjoy I'm enjoying the journey. You know, this is my championship.
Where's it going?
I don't know. It's going further than the damn team's going.
And that scares me.
I mean, that's 100% factual. Where's the team going?
You know who to ask the question to.
Yeah, because that defense got blown up last night. That was like a detonation. That wasn't even a grenade. That was like somebody planted the bomb in the middle of the court and somebody ran off and it had like a 20-minute timer.
We know how much the Denver ownership group, how much they care. How much does this one care?
Dude, isn't the owner the interim president now?
Gronke?
I think himself the interim
Josh
president.
Josh is the one that runs it.
Yes.
Right.
Pretty sure he made himself the interim.
Well, my point is that Denver heard from them.
Oh, yeah, they heard from
him. We have no idea how Para feels about this.
Yeah, owner Josh Kroenke will serve as interim president. Mm-hmm. And that's because it was a Nikola Jokic thing. It was necessitated by him, though. You know.
Had you seen the one where he called him out about a month ago, the vets?
Yes, not watch a film.
Yeah, like it was headed this way.
Yeah, no doubt.
His vets were tired. And like you said, he was going to play Westbrook, the one that was in his camp still when the – Booth wanted the young guy.
Exactly.
So he was asking for it just like Taylor was in a way.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's I know we haven't heard anything.
I don't suppose we will.
No, I don't think so either.
Right? But is that okay? Is that a sign that everything is going according to plan? Or at some point, don't you need to hear from the owner in terms of his expectations on where this thing should be? Yeah. Is another collapse, you know, a second year, a wash?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.